Hello, welcome to Our PVC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPVCLife or through our website at pvclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
It's always such an honor to hold God's words in our mouth, amen? To be among God's people that he gave his very own child for, that he entrusts us to be together, to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord, speaking his words of life to one another. Amen. So, Father, I just want to thank you for today and each person that's here. And we give ourselves now in this room to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, it is you who opens our understanding, who gives life and fire to the Word of God. And it is you who will glorify Jesus. And it is you who will glorify Jesus in every man, woman, and child in this room. And I love you. We love you. Come. Put your angels around every family right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So I did a little something today. In this room is hidden a $500 MasterCard. You have 60 seconds. Whoever finds it, it is yours. Go. $500. This is real. This is not a joke. Has it been found yet? It is here. I know because I paid for it. You're going to have to bring in the children from Children's Church. They're going to have to get in here. They know Easter eggs, and they'll help you. Okay, are we getting close? Are they? Krista, come up here. Is it this section? No? Is it this section?
No.
Is it this section? No. This section. Woo! Let's go! Everybody over there. Woo! How about them apples? Amen! Oh, it's so good. Amen.
My first time here.
Well, welcome to the house of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus told me to do that. Hallelujah. Today, what the Lord had spoken to my heart, don't mind me if I fidget. I usually use a mic. But what I felt that Jesus wanted me to speak to you about today, he's here right now. He loves you. She's crying. Why? Because something super good happened to her. And God is good, and he's here. And the Spirit of God is here. And if you're a believer, he's not just here. He's here. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And he wants you to know something today. That faith is hot. faith is hot. It says in Isaiah 2:22, why do you consider man whose breath of life is in his nostrils? Just a mere human. You heard me. You heard me tell you that there's $500. But God, who formed you, who put breath in our bodies, would say many things to you today. And he cannot fail you. He will not fail you. There is no shadow of turning in God. He is only one thing. He is one thing. Everybody say one thing. He is good. And he is love. He loves you. And he is faithful. He can only ever be one thing. And that is himself. He is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. I could have just said, oh, psych. Got you all running. No, he is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he changes his mind. When he speaks, he acts. When he says, he makes it good. Amen. Hallelujah. You can turn me down if you need to, brother. No offense here. I don't really need this. Amen. Faith is hot. You didn't hear much about me, but you trusted me and you acted. Amen. You had enough faith in me to do something. But when God speaks to you, he says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear me. You can't even stop yourself. You will hear many things, but you will be different. It will be different with his voice than anything else. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You'll hear many things, but there will be one voice that when you hear it, you obey. And when you hear it, you obey because you trust. Faith is hot. You hear, you obey, and you trust. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God says to you today, he's right here and he's going to burn your hearts. His word is alive. Out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks, same as us. But your God is an all-consuming fire. Let the fire in. I publicly proclaim bold promises. I don't whisper obscurities in some dark corner. I would not have told you this. Seek me. If I could not be found. He does not speak to you unless he intends to make it good. Listen, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen? And it's the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to get into that in just a little minute. But I feel like I'm supposed to talk to you a little bit about what God did in Saskatchewan. Is this okay? It's very interesting that Marie's like, oh, you know, this big evangelist. You know, I actually was going to call you and tell you not to read any of that stuff. Because what you don't know, I'm the daughter of a mechanic. I had a praying grandpa. I experienced the presence of God for the first time when I was 5 and gave my life to the Lord when I was 5. Did what everybody else does until I was 19, because nobody told us you back then, Mr. PAOC, that you can actually live for Jesus back 4 decades ago. They didn't tell me. So I have fire insurance, right? But, you know, I live in a tiny little town of 2,500 people. I'm really not that important. But I remember, like, God calling me. You know, we're not much bigger than the grain of sand and dirt that we're standing on. But God loves us, and he speaks a word. And his word is eternal in the heavens. That's why you can't live and die permanently. You will live forever because you are an eternal word. The only thing that will change when this body is over is location. You are an eternal word. Your soul is forever. Amen? But he forms us because he delights in us. And he's like, I know the plans I have for this one. One, I'm going to love this one for all eternity. My plan is to be with her, to be with him forever. That's why you were created. I had kids so I could enjoy them for my whole life. But when God had you, he had you to enjoy you for his whole life. And that's eternity. Amen? That's good news. There's not been one single thing, not one single moment in your life that you were actually rejected. How about that? The first thing that ever happened to you is that you were wanted. And then he filled your plan every one of your days. He wrote everyone down in his book before any of them came to be. I remember, you know, just being so on fire for God. And then God spoke to me. I was living on the West Coast. And he said to me, Terrell, he said, I want you to go back to the land of your heritage and to the land of your inheritance. I was less mature then in the Lord. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I did know that my grandparents and my great-grandparents were homesteaders in Saskatchewan. So I called my dad. I said, hey, Dad, God's called me to go back to the land of my heritage. And he goes, that's so weird. Me too. And so Dad and Mom, me and my husband, kids, we all go out there. And God said, I'm sending you there because of revival. Who will go for me, says the Lord? I will go. Why? Because there's a message inside of us. And those words are eternal as well. And they're going to change people from one location to another. Amen? Amen. So then we go, and after about 10 years of just praying, fasting, and the Lord giving dreams and visions. It was very interesting. I forgot this awesome part of the story. We're caravanning into the province. We go to a hotel, and we're sharing that with my parents. We're all squished in one place, and it's getting a little, right? And so my husband takes me and the kids up to Waskasoo, and my parents go out house shopping. We meet back at the hotel. And my dad says, well, while we were away, we bought a house in Tisdale. I said, oh my goodness. And I said, that's amazing. And my husband says, you're not going to believe this. I just got a job in Tisdale. 2,500 people. After a few days, my dad gets a phone call in the middle of this new town that we just moved to. And it's my grandmother's aunt, Auntie Ina, calling my dad and saying, son, I hear you're in town. This is your Auntie Ina. My husband just died. Come and do the funeral. Within a week, not only did we come into the land of our heritage, but we were surrounded by cousins, shirt-tail cousins that we had never met. Much prayer, much fasting. We heard the word of the Lord. We obeyed it. We trusted. And God began to speak in the next season. And he began to say, it's time to preach. It's time to preach. It's time to preach. And I can tell you that God said that in this room before I came, that there are people in this room that have been called to do a podcast. There are people in this room that God has spoken a vision to you. And he's given you things to do. He's given you dreams, and there's been prophetic dreams that highlight what you're going to be doing in your life. And I want to encourage you right now that faith is hot. Those are living words, and he's released them, and he's not taking them back. They go forth, and they will accomplish everything he desires it to. Say amen. And there will be a moment where you will kick up on the inside and you'll know this is it. Now we obey and you take a step and you trust and the waters part, amen? And he spoke to my heart and he said, I want you to start preaching. Well, guess where he told me to preach? A tiny little movie theater. Can I see the picture? That's it, right there. This is the Falcon Theater. This is where my grandparents would have had probably their first smooch. They probably would have held hands, and I went into that movie theater, and I preached. But before I could even open my mouth, the Holy Spirit came. Just like in the moment that I felt him for the first time when I was 5. That day, 2 people got saved. 1 lady got healed down her leg of a massive issue. Another guy who had a severe wrist injury, a neck injury, got completely healed. And I don't even think I prayed for that. The glory of the Lord is our rear guard. But he goes before us. He says, I will go before you. And goodness and mercy are going to be like a little trail right behind you, showing that you had been there. And he says, go into all the world and I will be with you. Doing what? Confirming your words. He said, preach, go into all the world. Go. And it says in Mark 16, and they went everywhere. They obeyed the word of God. And what happened? It says he confirmed the word, working through them. And when you do the podcast, and when you write the book, when you go across the street to the neighbor, when you keep praying for your grandchildren, he will be with you confirming the word, just like he did in the book of Genesis, let there be light, and there was light. Say amen! He will confirm the word. If he speaks, he will act. If he says, he will make it good. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in the Lord Jesus. Trust and obey. Do you know that what the word trust or faith means? Now faith, without faith, it is impossible to please him. The word faith is from the Greek word pistis. It means obedience. By obedience, Abraham went to the land. Should I read this to you? Shall we get a little excited? This, I'm going to put your name in here. Hallelujah. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things we can't see. Through faith, people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand the entire universe was formed at God's command. And listen to this. By obedience, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. That means the universe obeyed his word. Amen? That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by obedience that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering giving evidence, say evidence. The evidence of things we don't see, right? That he was a righteous man and that God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel was long dead, he still speaks to us by example of faith, by his example of obedience. Amen. It was by obedience constantly that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared, for God took him. It was by obedience that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened. It was by obedience that Abraham, when God called him to leave home, went to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. It goes on and on. I want to tell you something. The Word of God says that you are a living epistle. And that right now in this room, Jesus Christ is causing you to remember the words that he has spoken to you to do. There is no great evangelist. Can I just say that? If you cross the street to see somebody be saved because the Holy Spirit told you, or you put on a stadium event, it is the same thing. Obedience. It does not matter what the command is, it is yes. And he will bring the amen. God is with you. The Spirit is here and he loves you. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And these are the sons of God, those who are led by the Spirit. You have the Spirit. If you are a born-again, believing child of God, you have the Spirit. Can we go back to the theater, please? Now, I want to tell you something, because there are people in this room who need to hear this. I am here to encourage you that Jesus told me, encourage them, because I'm going to do stuff. I didn't know that the moment I stepped inside that place, that inside that theater were stadiums and crusade fields. I didn't know that inside that one step was actually going to be SaskTel Center Stadium. I did not know that inside that tiny little 200-person Falcon Theater that only 7 people sit in, that's real sometimes, that inside that would be inheriting, not just going to the land of my heritage, but inheriting it. And I can tell you right now, I feel the Holy Spirit. And he's reminding you of beautiful plans. He says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And he's put a passion and a desire inside of you. And I see you with the baseball cap. And I want you to know that God has marked you and he has his hand on you. And you don't need to doubt. You don't look to the east. You don't look to the west. You don't look anywhere else. You're going to hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. And God has called you to great things. And you're going to stand up into the full stature of man. Strong man, and God will stand up into the full stature of who he is when you stand up in the full stature of who you are. It'll take practice. It takes practice for all of us, but you're going places. You're going places with the Lord, and he loves you. Enjoy it. Enjoy your calling and believe. God says to us, just as he said to Jairus, he said to Jairus, okay, it looks terrible. I already told you I'm going to come with you. I'm coming. Oh, somebody comes and says, she's dead, she's dead, she's dead, she's dead. But the same thing that Jesus Christ says to Jairus, he says to you today. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Keep stepping. stepping. Only believe. Keep obeying. I said I'd come with you. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I started and I'm going to finish. And Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith, and he's going to do it. Your ministry will be fulfilled as long as you keep stepping. And when you stop stepping, you're going to hear the voice again, because he is persistent. And I want to read to you this passage. But now this is what the Lord says. Put your hand on your heart, because this is what he's saying to every person in this building right now. But this is what the Lord says. He who created you, who formed you, say, he formed me. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you over. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Can God trust you with an obstacle? The obstacles are not for you. When he was calling them to go forward, and they were to cross the Red Sea, this is a testimony. He's saying to Israel through the prophet Isaiah, when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you just like I was with Israel. And when you go through the Jordan, I'm going to be with you like I was with them. Why? Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. It's not about you. He can't stop being who he is. He's one thing, himself, the Almighty. He is love, and he's redeemed you. He loves you. Now, those obstacles are not for you. Every time you encounter something too big for you, it is to show the world who he is and can be for them. He says, you follow me, let's go. There's going to be some water. Can I show you? Go ahead to the stadium. That was what was inside the first preach. 6,000 people in one night. That doesn't sound like a lot to a Torontonian. But on the prairies, this hadn't been done in 28 years. I had said to the Lord, God had put it in my heart in 2018. I said to the Lord, there came a moment in 2022. We were doing an online crusade in tiny Saskatchewan. And I had my hands up in worship. And as I had my hands up, I felt him put into my hands Sasktel Center. Into the other, he put something else, but I'm not going to tell you about that. It's my secret with the Lord. And I said, okay. And he said, Terrell, when the pandemic is over, there is going to be a hunger for me, and there's going to be a hunger for my power. There's going to be a hunger for Jesus, my son, and you're going to need to do this. And I said, okay, Lord. So then in 2022, oh gosh, forget it. Never mind. You know, it happened. That's all you need to know. When the spring came and the pandemic was over, we went to tour Sasktel Center because he told me to. And there's some things he's told people here today. I can feel him moving. He's bringing it to remembrance right now. Just take a minute and remember. Keep reminding them, Holy Spirit. Yeah. So we toured Sastel Center. I went with a couple of the guys from around Saskatoon and Saskatchewan. They were in town, and nobody knew me. I'm just a girl from a theater. When we were done, I drove back 2.5 hours to Tiny Tisdale, and I said to the Lord, if this is you, put something in my hands today from Sastel Center Stadium, and I'm 100% in. But if you don't, I'm 100% out, and I will never think of it again for as long as I live. And I meant it. About an hour later, I'm out doing my errands, and I have to pop into someone's house, an older gentleman in his 70s, and I want to drop something off, and I want to run away as fast as I can, because he talks a long time, and I did not want to get stuck. Evangelists like to go, you know. And before I can sneak away in my super strength, he says, Terrell, come inside. I have something for you. Now, honor is a really high core value for me, so I went in. And praise God I did, because he put two things in my hands. One was a picture of Billy Graham preaching at Sastel Center Stadium, and the other was a picture of the promo. I said, okay, I'm in. Within just a little while, a gentleman came to my house and he sat down across from me. And he says, Terrell, I need to give you some grain. I said, brother, I grow grass, not wheat. I said, what am I going to do with grain? And I laugh. And he says, well, you're going to sell it. I'm thinking, really? For what? And he says, God told me to give you that, to give you grain, 6,000 bushels. I'm just going to tell you, if you cut me, I bleed wheat, but I don't know what a bushel is. 6,000 bushels paid for Sastel Center Stadium. God cannot be anything to you but who he is. He will not be different to you than he is to me or to any of our forefathers. And when you step, the waters will part, that you will not be overwhelmed. When the fire comes, you will be like a Bendigo. There will be another in the fire, and you won't be burned, and it'll be power, and everyone will know who Jesus is. He is the one who saves. He is the one who upholds. He is the one who goes with you, and every obstacle will fall flat. The obstacles are not for you. They're for everyone around you. My whole province heard the story and got fired up. And he stirred and stirred his own people. And he caused them to come together, and miracles happened. And when they got there, the gospel was preached by Canadians. We have Americans come in, and they preach the gospel, and we have big crusades. But the last one hadn't happened in 28 years, and it had never been done by Canadians. But God spoke to me, and he said, it is time for the Canadian evangelist to arise. It is time for Canada to take their nation. And he told me, you're going to raise up proclamation evangelists from within these borders. And he had given me a dream. Just go like that when my time's up, okay? He had given me a dream, and he confirmed that dream at the stadium. Why? Because he was showing everybody across Canada that he's coming, that he's coming, that he's coming, and he wants to save en masse again. He wants to save in our churches, he wants to save one-on-one, and he wants to save en masse. And he wants to use you to bring good tidings, if it's by prayer, if it is by a podcast, if it is by preaching the gospel, if it is by youth events, if it is by gathering or the prophetic, it does not matter what it is. The only thing that matters is that you're a sheep and you hear his voice and you obey him and you trust him, because faith is hearing, obeying, trusting. Faith is hot and it's you. You're going to do it, and God will come, and he will be good to you and everyone around you. Thanks be to God who diffuses the fragrance of the knowledge of him through you in every place. And you can stop a lot of things in this world, but you cannot stop a smell. You are unstoppable. You are undefeatable because he is with you. Amen? Now, some of you have received dreams. Some of you have received visions. And some of you have had a word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a dream. The word of the Lord came to him in a vision. The word of the Lord came to Solomon in a dream. Sometimes you get it in a prophetic word. Sometimes God says to you, I'm going to take you to the land of your inheritance. I didn't have a dream. I had a word. But it became a vision. And the Bible says that without a vision, people perish. So don't worry. You're not going to perish. He's going to give you one. And it is a wise vision. Say wise. It's in the book of Proverbs. He's trying to tell you something. I've written all of your days before any of them came to be. I've given you a wise vision. And those words frame the world. The dreams that you have, the word that you have from God, frames a reality of heaven's will right here. Amen. And he loves you. I said something yesterday during the Canadian Evangelism Alliance meeting. Was anybody there for that? Yeah? Okay, so what I really felt like God was saying, I saw a vision from God for Canada where there was all of these multiple combines and they were lined up on a field. Whoosh, they'd clear a field. Whoosh, they'd clear a field. Just in unity. Whoosh, clear a field. And I said, God, what is this? And he said, the great Canadian harvest. It's coming and it's here now. In Saskatchewan, our churches are growing, people are getting saved, and there is a baptism revival. People are getting healed all over the place, on the streets, in the churches. Things are happening. But as we're all on God's field, we're going to see a massive harvest happen. And so he said to me, I want you to gather as many vessels as you can, and I want you to launch the Canadian Evangelism Alliance. And as we step, I know that the same thing that happened, every obstacle that I faced there, it's just like David. And it's going to be like this for you. And even now, some of you have already had so many victories. And you're going to go down, there's going to be Goliaths on your feet. You're going to bend down into, you're going to go down to the water and be like, I killed a bear. Took a lion. I'm going to take this guy out. This is my God. Oh, wait, he's got a couple brothers. I got you. God's got you. Here I come. Let's go, God. He's like, all right, let's go. He was anointed to be king. That meant he had responsibility for the people even before the throne. When you get a vision for God, you have already been anointed for it, whether you're in the position for it or not. Gear up, because you might be saving your people and the things that you've been assigned to even before you have authority over them. That's for you. And it gives him no, this is why it's so such a blessing to him. Without faith, it says it's impossible to please him. Because I really felt like I should say this. It says he swore in his wrath. I swear in my wrath, you won't enter my rest. He said, I just judged all of those gods for you. I just parted the water for you. I redeemed you. I called you by name. I put my name, my reputation, and who I am all over this people. I swear you won't enter my rest. Because they grieved him. But when we hear the voice of God who loves us, I would give my life for anybody in this room. That's just how I'm built. But I will not give you my son. I will not. But God says, I've redeemed you with the blood of my son, Jesus Christ. You are mine. You are mine. And when you're like, I've seen what you did for them. I heard your voice. I look at the cross. You will be with me. You will be with me. You will part the waters. This isn't about me. This is about you. I love you. I'll walk with you in agreement about who you are. I'll put my hand right in yours. And he says, I will take you by the hand. I will make you a light to the Gentiles. And God's got his hand on your life. And I feel that the reason why he asked me to come here today is that there are some days in front of you, and they've been written in love, and you are safe. You are safe. I faced more obstacles than I would ever tell you about because I don't want to upset you. But you are safe, and he vanquished them all. 1,000 souls gave their lives to Jesus Christ. Healings happened all over the stadium. A man who had had a car accident 30 years ago. Everybody in the car died except him. And he suffered physically ever since, was completely healed. Jesus did that. Jesus did that. 150 people publicly went into the waters of baptism to declare their love and commitment to Jesus Christ. Amen? And he will do it again, whatever it is. It does not matter if in your mind it's big or small. To God, it matters to him if you obey him. And he said there's only one thing on the earth that he's going to be looking for when he comes back, which will be about next week. At this rate, look over your shoulder because he's coming. He's looking for faith. He says, do business till I come. How is this tied to it? Because faith is obedience. Are you obeying till he comes? And let me tell you, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you to bring glad tidings in whatever it is you've been told to do, to bind up the brokenhearted and to set captives free. He's on you, he's in you, he's with you, he's around you, he'll be your shield, he'll be your rear guard, he will provide you with the same $400,000 if you need it. Amen? But now I want to pray for you because I heard the Lord say this, I'm breaking restrictions. If you could only see how small and insignificant I am, not to God, but in this world, you would laugh at that. How many of you were honorable or educated when you were called? No logos, no egos, just we goes. Amen? And I'm going to pray for you. And the words and the vision that he gave you, listen to this. He is the truth, and the only thing he can do is tell you the truth. The vision he put in you is the truth, and he is the truth. So when he gives you a vision and he gives you truth, he's imparting a measure of himself to the inside of you. And all you have to do is look at it like a spiritual tattoo. It's right there. And your obedience is coming up for remembrance right now. And the fire of God is here to make you burn again. And some of you, I hear the Holy Spirit. He says, don't look to your church to make those visions come true. You were given the word. Abraham didn't look for his inheritance from his family. He looked for it from God. He left the inheritance of his family to receive a greater reward that went for generations. That is now us. Amen? Don't look to anyone else. You only need that. And he's here. And he's marking you all over again. And it gives him pleasure. And some of you who don't know what your calling is, I'm going to pray for you. And it's going to unlock. And he's going to confirm his word. I'd like everyone to stand to your feet. The Spirit of the Lord is here right now. Because I can feel him. Just close your eyes for a second. Just tell him you love him. Put your hand on your heart. Say his name, Jesus. Say, I see you. I hear you. I know you've called me. Set this moment now in your heart to obey him. If you want to obey him fresh, put both your hands in the air. Show him your surrender. You have nothing to be afraid of except cowardice. I'm going to pray for you now. Lord Jesus, for those who've heard your stirring, who felt your touch today, I call forth right now every vision, every word, every prophetic utterance. The deep desires of their heart that were placed there by you, I call them to the forefront. They are ordained by heaven. They are finished works, ordained from the foundation of the world, and I acknowledge it. It is your kingdom coming through them on the earth as it is in heaven. You are building a wise house with these visions, O God. Father, in the same way, God, that you've given me confidence to step with you, to go through waters and watch that they part. Father, I lift up these living epistles to you now. I command all fear in the name of Jesus to be bound. All fear in this place, you listen to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your holds out. In the name of Jesus, I command you release them now. All spirits of doubt and unbelief, you listen to me. Your days here are over in Canada. And you will leave these people now.
Father, you are bold and courageous and you fear nothing. Saturate from within a fresh confidence. Saturate them with your courage and your power. That you do all things, God. That nothing is impossible. That the plans written from above are dear to your soul, to your heart. That they are dear to you, O God. I command fire now in the name of Jesus. Loose, Holy Spirit, fire right now over every head. Fire from within. Fire around them, and the glory of the Lord will be upon them. As of this moment, Lord, fire in the name of Jesus. Loose fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, boldness and courage. In Jesus' name. God, now begin the moments. Release your spirit that they will know that you are telling them where to put their next step. They're going to know. And of the increase of your kingdom and of your peace, there shall be no end. They'll know it by peace. And shoes of the gospel of peace will undo the works of the devil around them and bring peace in this nation. Bringing peace of the kingdom of God, loosing the bonds of wickedness. God, I bless them. Mark this church for glory. Underneath you are the everlasting arms.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.